This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back at Grand Forks. I love saying that. It's my hometown. Adopted hometown. I can't throw Montevideo, Minnesota under the bus, or the Madison, Minnesota native that's sitting across me will give me grief. I can't do that. But it is my adopted hometown, and I love being back in Grand Forks. And we're at the Alera Center today in Grand Forks because the 10th annual, is it 10th or 11th? Been here a long time. UAS Summit and Expo is underway at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. A lot of folks speaking about a very exciting technology. And you know, an earlier listener made reference to the fact that I should, when I do shows from time to time, kind of explain the acronyms. And I understand that, especially I do this with Congressman Kramer when he's on regularly. Say, there's so many acronyms in the federal government, we got to just explain them all. But the listener said, Scott, sometimes the show could do better explaining terms and abbreviations, as the average listener might not be familiar with them. Example, what is UAS? How is biennium defined? I think that's a good criticism, and we'll consider that inside the family and appreciate that. But UAS is unmanned aerial systems, also known as drones. The industry is trying to go to more of a term called RPV, remotely piloted vehicles. I would encourage our listeners to think of it more as technology. A technology wrapped around, the UAS or the drone or whatever, it's a vehicle. But what is it a vehicle for? Bringing more technology to do things better, faster, cheaper, and that's the way to wrap your mind around it. But that's why the summit is happening. They're dealing with commercialization. So this is obviously when you hear about a drone strike or a predator strike in the war on terror, that is done with some of the similar technology. The payload here is different. It's about agriculture and catching disease quicker or scab quicker or whatever, right? It's about the energy world, detecting a pipeline leak quicker, cheaper, faster. So that's what it is. And it's also about jobs for your kids and grandkids. So that's where we're at. And I'm going to chat with some more of the folks about that today on the program. Before the end of the hour, we are going to visit with one of the top officials from NASA that works on this. We're going to talk with the president of the University of North Dakota about this. And we're also going to talk with the commander of the North Dakota Highway Patrol about the situation in Standing Rock. We're watching that very closely. I appreciate everybody and your thoughts and prayers on that particular situation. It is a difficult one. We'll continue to watch it. So keep the comments coming on it, the ideas, and let's hopefully get the conversation going on it. I think that's the most important thing right now. No doubt about it. Also, here's by the way, a comment that came in from a listener on that. I agree it's a little too late to protest. I'd like to see it hanging on a bridge and on pilings overhead. I also heard Bismarck lobbied to have the river crossing route south of them. Is that true? Again, having a debate now about where the route should be isn't helpful. Another texter, take the porta-potties, water, and especially the cameras and reporters out of there, and it will fade. Attention is what they want. Don't give it. I understand that, although there isn't a lot of cameras there. There's just talk about what's happening there, and you could be making the argument, hey, talk about it less, Scott, and it'll go away. It's too dangerous, from what I hear. It's too dangerous. So we got to continue to talk about it. Anyway, we'll do all that throughout the day. First day of school for a lot of folks out there today, including our kids, and I have one in the care of our next guest, a junior in the School of Engineering. We have our daughter at Shanley today, who's a senior. That gave me some tears early this morning, and an eighth grader heading off to Nativity, so school started at UND and elsewhere, and who better to talk about that and what we're chatting about at the Alera and the president of the University of North Dakota, Mark Kennedy. Hello, sir.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I am great, and we have the schools back. We have the students back on campus, and there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement.
Sure is. You have been part of a first day of school as a parent, obviously, over a lot of years, and also at GWU. This is the first time you're the president of a school. A university, the first day of school, does it feel any different?
It certainly does. And what really impresses me is we had almost 500 volunteers helping the students move in. So Mayor Brown was with me as we went and greeted and handed out a few proud UND parent and grandparent buttons, helped to hand out some water. but there was a lot of ambassadors and other volunteers to help move the students into their dorm. It's a really, for some scary, for some exciting, for some a mixture of both experience. We also had what many people were saying was a record turnout for our pep rally with freshmen, nearly 1,500 students coming there, sporting Fighting Hawk T-shirts and getting a pep from our pep band, from our cheer squad, from Coach Bubba Schweigert, and that was exciting. And then we also had our convocation yesterday. So we've had a lot of great things, and engaging with the students is what one of the things that makes academia so satisfying.
I was on campus at NDSU yesterday as President Bershani welcomed the students in, and there's just that kind of extra energy. It's really pretty fun to see all these students going. And how important is that freshman number to you?
It's critical, and I think what's good for us in this freshman number is not only is it the same size approximately as last year, maybe a little bit more, we'll know in a couple of weeks, but it's also the third year in a row that we've had higher academic, these test scores and GPAs for our students, and that's the kind of quality student that we want, so we can make sure they get across the line and graduate.
UND President Mark Kennedy with us today on the program. Questions or comments, certainly welcome for him on any topic. We're going to talk about the unmanned aerial systems space, where UND has played a prominent role in the infancy of this, what is really going to a completely different level right underneath our noses here with folks like Northrop Grumman here and General Atomics and a whole lot of companies in every corner of North Dakota seeing ways this can that help commerce and employ folks. So we'll talk about that. Anything else you'd like to? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love your emails. Getting a lot of those about our New York City trip. So you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio or Scott at flagfamily.com if that's easier to remember. You can also always text your questions or comments to Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Kathy Nesset, the chair of the Board of Higher Education, every time I have a conversation with her, it might be about a particular controversy or about something the board's wrestling with or whatever, she'll always say, can we talk about students? Can we talk about the mission of the universities? Can we talk about what we're trying to do? How hard is it for a president to sort of juggle that? And I realize you're new in the president's role, but you've been on a campus, you've managed things, you've been in the private sector, you've been in Congress, so you juggle a lot when you're a member of Congress, and then keep sight of the core mission. Because the core mission really is, gosh, we just want to take that precious resource, right, and leave them a whole lot better when they leave us from how they came. Is it hard to do in the middle of swirls of things a president has to deal with?
Well, nothing in this world is easy, but there's nothing more enjoyable than spending time with students. So I've been going to the cafeteria, sitting down with them and talking, but one of the most interesting things we had is that from 7 to 9 on Saturday, we had all of the student groups lined up. And I spent the full 2 hours and then someone going table by table because, as you know, at a convention like this, people want you to come up and talk to them. And so very approachable time. And we have a phenomenal number of organizations on campus. And every one I went up to, I said, well, if I have so-and-so come in, they would be, this group would be interested in talking to them, whether it's mechanical engineering, whether it's, the rugby teams. So it's fascinating.
You mean they're saying, hey, here's somebody we'd like you to attract to campus to talk with us kind of
well,
thing?
Well, as I'm going through, I'm saying I know somebody that actually would be you would enjoy talking to. So I'm going to keep those in mind as we have people come to campus. But students being involved in clubs and activities and sports in Greek life have been a real energy source for UND, and I very much appreciated the time to get to meet all the new people and see their enthusiasm for their own activities.
You have a unique, background as a president for university, right? I mean, I think of your time in Congress, I think of your time in business, Macy's or, Pillsbury or, I think of, being a GWU. I mean, there's just founding the Economic Club of Minnesota and the Rough Rider Club. And, I mean, is that one of the things you want to do is bring some of those people you've met in your travels to the campus?
I think we absolutely do. And we're working on getting the Eye of the Hawk lecture up and running. But there'll be others I hope we can bring to campus. Because part of what people remember about their university experience is all the sort of new ideas and new people they experience. And that's always challenging for some. But academia is supposed to be challenging, and we're supposed to be bringing people with different insights and different ideas. And so these students that have spent their lives up until now in a relatively compact world are now going to be battered up against new ideas, people from different experiences, debates, and we hope that out of that we mold students that are critical thinkers, that are able to communicate, that are able to take on the challenges, that are able to work with teams. That's what the workers of the world are needing. That's how our future problems are going to be solved.
This is not a question you can answer in 10 seconds, but I have about that much left. What is critical thinking?
What is critical thinking? Understanding that there's more sides than one to any issue. There's multiple sides, and you need to look at all of them before you can really legitimately say this is the path we should go.
Is that missing?
It's always missing to various degrees, but we're hoping that our educational experience engenders that in our students.
More with President Mark Kennedy after a short time out. We're live at Grand Forks today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full-paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you want to save money? Get rid of your landline, but keep your home number. OurOldNumber.com. It'll forward the calls to your cell phone. Friends call your home number, and they can reach anybody in your family. Yes, even your son at college. Keep your home number and eliminate robocalls. There's no equipment to buy or install, and you don't even need internet. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You know, sometimes I say things I don't even realize I say things, but according to this caller that called during the break, I might have messed up. Todd, can you play that and
Scott, see if that's... Haley Grace is going to be an eighth grader at Sullivan Middle School. Nativity only goes up through grade 5.
Okay, well, the caller is actually accurate. And it's pretty sad that someone has to call and remind me which school my daughter's going to. But you need to understand, Nativity is where all the kids started, right? Alex started St. Michael's in Grand Forks. First grade, Nativity, Sullivan Shanley. Hannah and Haley, kindergarten at Nativity, then all the way up through Sullivan and now Shanley for Hannah. So hey, they're all the same to me. They're the John Paul II Catholic School Network. So that's
going to be a
that's
quiz on this later on.
Yeah, I do feel like a complete idiot. I think the caller is accurate in saying, "Come on, you don't know where your daughter goes to school." So I'm glad you catch these things, but I'm still I have a giant lump in my throat. I still have a couple little tears in my eyes over hugging my daughter as she walked out the door at 6:30 to go get donuts for her fellow student leaders at Shanley. She's student body president. She's just a great girl, and here she's a senior, and I can see her as a youngster. So anyway, that is it's gonna be a fun year. Put it that way. I'll focus on the fun things, but thank you for the call of straightening me out. That's very much warranted. No doubt about that. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you go online to highplainsapache.com, you're going to see everything you need to do. But I'd love for you to go into the Mandan location across from Bonanza, so across the east court side there, and just stop and see the fellas there. They have the ET Ag Center, for one, and that ET Ag Center is 50,000 parts for any kind of sprayer, not just an Apache sprayer, any sprayer, okay? But the Apache we're a little partial to. It is the best of the best. And it was a windy spring, lots of drift, windy summer, windy years. So they have that drift management system that's fabulous. A lot of great technology on it. You're going to love it. So check it out, all right, at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them. They're also south of Fargo and Frontier on exit 60. The pressure's on now because Pat Sweeney just turned on the camera, for crying out loud. President Kennedy, what are we going to do now? We got to perform, I guess. Besides the radio audience, we have now the television audience to worry about. Can you believe the things they put us through?
It's always good to get the message out of the good things going on at UND.
Any way we can, exactly right. So I want to talk with you a little bit about one last thing on the students. We're talking about Mark Kennedy, the new president of UND in his seventh week?
Yes.
Seventh week, how about that? And on a future program, we're actually going to talk with President Kennedy and his son Charles Kennedy, who is a naval aviator. And you were just on a Tiger cruise. I'm dying to hear about that. So I'm talking about my kids. You get to talk about your kids on a future program, so I look forward to that. But you've been a busy guy. But back to the student thing for one thing before we talk the technology here today at the Alera Center. What's the benchmark for the student? What do they want? When you sit down in all those groups, in their heart of hearts, what are they wanting of you as a president, wanting of you of an institution at UND, do you think?
Well, they want us to make sure that we're delivering the best quality education that they can get. They may have different ideas or not even any ideas what that is. But they clearly are wanting to have fun on campus, but come out of that experience with career skills and life skills that can help them have a successful life and a successful career. And part of the challenge, which is interesting, we're here at the UAS Summit, how different will life be 20 years from now? Because they didn't have iPhones 20 years ago, and yet they've radically changed their lives. They've allowed you to be broadcasting here with the new technology we have in ways that you couldn't before, in many other ways. So this unmanned could be as prevalent as iPhones 20 years from now. How do we prepare people for a world that's changing so quickly and the skills they need? And that's where these more general skills, the more ability to think critically, communicate, work in teams, is such a critical part of whatever degree they choose.
Do universities need to transform to better connect those dots to a student that wants an education that actually obviously is affordable, but also gives them the opportunity to go into a space? And I mean, in other words, there seems to be more of a focus, especially here in North Dakota, to say, connect student to career and collaborate.
Yeah, I mean, we're the liberal arts flagship, the premier flagship in the Northern Plains. And what part of what liberal arts does is not just train you for your next job, but for a lifetime of jobs. Because if you look at most people's careers, they've been through five or six different, maybe more, different types of careers during the course of their lives. And what they came in thinking they were going to do is not always what they go out thinking they're going to go out thinking they're going to do or actually do. So I think we have an intense focus on these are the types of careers, skills we need. There's technical colleges, the two-year colleges, the four-year colleges that are more focused on career. Actually, you know, part of the role of a land-grant school is to be more focused on that applied technology as well as the agriculture. But we need to make sure that we're thinking long-term so that our students are not just successful in their first job, but in their fifth job.
Mark in Mandan, question on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for President Kennedy at UND. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. As a parent of two students that went to the University of North Dakota and paid our tuition for many years, starting in 1998 all the way through about 2006 or 7, I find your credibility a little bit lacking. We watched as the University of North Dakota raised student rates and parking fees and every other fee on the face of the earth for parents to pay and for students to pay, and we put up with it, and we fed up with it, and we listened to it, and we watched it, and we watched the University of North Dakota go absolutely nowhere. And every time a parent would call and talk to President Kelly or President, Vice President Johnson or the Student Academic Affairs and said, "What's going on? You're asking my student to pay more parking fees for, we don't even have a car up there," only to watch the tuition rates go up and up and up and up. And now for you to come in and, with all due respect, truly, with all due respect, it's almost laughable that you can sit there and say the University of North Dakota is giving the student a quality education for the price we pay. I paid.
I'm going to stop you there, Mark, only because time is of the essence here. So give you a chance to visit about that. Obviously, some of what he's talking about is not on your plate. You're 7 weeks in, but do you hear this from others?
Not a lot, and part of what you find is we didn't get a chance to get to anything specific other than parking fees. You know, one of the things we've done in our campus plan that I've seen and we need to continue on with is we have a huge amount of deferred maintenance on campus that is not being addressed. So whatever it is we have been charging for a quality education at University of North Dakota, we need to look at the fact that we haven't been able to keep up with investing in the buildings that we have in the way that we should. So there are huge challenges and stresses we face. But again, we can only respond to specifics. We can only respond to what, you know, if you give me a specific thing we need to focus on. But if you look at the price for an education degree at the University of North Dakota versus just about anywhere else relative to the quality of education you're getting and the renown of our alumni, I think it's got to be one of the best values in the country.
All right, Mark, if you want to get me, scott@flagfamily.com is my email. Some specifics, I'll be happy to forward it on to President Kennedy for you as well and your concern. Just sorry we didn't have more time. We are going to have to leave it there because Senator Kennedy has to speak to this group. Thank you, sir.
Great, thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back live in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center, broadcasting from the UAS Summit, and one of the speakers today is someone that's been working very closely on this particular space, our Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. Hello, sir.
Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hello to you and your listeners. It's good to be here. I came here and they told me, get ready, you're going to be the keynote address, you're going to be, and then you get here and I've got 5 minutes to tell jokes. No, there's so many great speakers here today, but more importantly, just this networking opportunity in this important set of endeavors in the unmanned air systems, unmanned airspace is phenomenal, and North Dakota is the national leader. It's exciting.
You've been, I don't know what you call that, if it's your portfolio or whatever, but you've kind of been, I guess you are the chair of the entity that governs this from the state perspective, right?
Right. There's North Dakota, we were successful in being named as one of the national test sites. There are six. And the governor, through executive authority, created an oversight authority, and I chair that group with the national, the adjutant general is on there, the head of the Commerce Department, a representative from NDSU and UND, and then commercial aviation, and it's a group that just oversees the test site itself. But, you know, the most exciting stuff going on is private sector investment, startup companies, people working on innovative solutions to technical challenges in this space, and it's all up and down this Red River Valley and all out across North Dakota, Scott. People are doing a lot of good. There's exciting testing going on in precision agriculture, companies from around the globe. We worked with a company called Elbit from out of Israel. We were on a trade mission there last winter. They are here now through a lot of hard work. Terry Sando, people that have worked really hard here to bring them here. They're doing one-of-a-kind testing, and it's super exciting. There's going to be some discussion about that today when I'm done with my remarks about how that's going to add, enhance our productivity and efficiency in the ag sector, and what could be more exciting than that.
I wanted to also ask you about a topic unrelated to today and what's happening at the protest site near the Dakota Access Pipeline. A group of protesters, it sounds to be growing. I've heard stories today of buses coming down from the three affiliated tribes now, joining groups that are coming from some estimates of 26, 28 different sites, hearing upwards of 4,000 to 5,000 people protesting. This situation seems to be escalating rather than de-escalating. Is that a fair description?
It's had ebbs and flows. Here's the important thing for people to keep in mind, Scott, anyone making decisions about whether they want to travel to that protest site to participate. It is an unlawful protest. It has morphed into an unlawful protest that has been the site of hundreds of criminal violations of trespass, assault, threats, threats across social media against law enforcement and others, criminal activity, destruction of property, and the list goes on. It is illegally sited. Its base camp is on illegally on Army Corps of Engineer property.
So that was never, there was never any permission allowed?
There was no permission.
So why does the Corps not say leave?
I can't speak for the Corps in that, but I do think, I just call on folks, whatever their intentions, and it was a peaceful protest when it began. If people went there because they wanted to be involved in a peaceful, law-abiding protest, it has morphed into an unlawful protest. You cannot lawfully participate in an unlawful protest. So we would call on people. There are, depending on the number that you hear, but there are certainly tens of different tribes that are represented out there. And tribal leadership from those various entities who want their folks to participate in lawful and peaceful protest that is not a danger to themselves and the public and law enforcement. Calling on them to reach out to their folks, reach out to the people from their tribe who are participating and call upon them to disband from what is an unlawful protest at this point, in which I say again, you cannot lawfully participate. I say that also to people involved in commerce, people involved in commercial activity with regard to this protest.
Meaning if I deliver, if they call and say I want some food brought down, I want some water brought down, I want supplies brought down, lumber, whatever, you're engaging.
Consider that you are engaged in commerce that will support an unlawful and dangerous enterprise. And so we just call on people to keep that in mind as they make decisions about that. It's a situation where I really do believe, looking out there, Scott, I don't have to go around and ask people this question on site. I really believe that most people went there with the intention of peaceful, law-abiding protest. It has very clearly and demonstrably morphed into an unlawful protest, and the time to disband is here.
What would fix this from your perspective for the tribe? In other words, is there a fix other than, you know, a lawfully, legally cited pipeline stopping? I mean, is there... What are they asking for?
You know, I'm not in a position to speak for the Standing Rock Sioux or any other tribe that might be involved in this. We're speaking at it what it's turned into at this point. It is a law enforcement issue at this point. It is a law and order issue. It is paramount. It is a public safety issue. And the action taken by the governor last week, putting in the emergency declaration and other actions that are being contemplated, are all focused on ensuring that safety and law and order are maintained out there. And going forward, like I say, calling on people to recognize it's morphed into an unlawful protest that is, has created a number of criminal acts, including federal crimes that are being violated, state crimes that are being violated in a continual fashion. You can't lawfully participate in a protest like that, and there's an opportunity for people to leave. No one is being stopped, and the tribes would benefit. I know they benefit their people to call them out of this unlawful protest.
Final question. Are you confident? Is there dialogue going on between law enforcement, government, and tribal leaders where there is a recognition of, A, how dangerous this is, B, that it's unlawful, and C, that it needs to be defused? Or are we going the other way?
One of the challenges you have, as I mentioned, there are tens of tribes represented out there. There is not clear leadership of even massive factions out there. There are so many different factions, some of that are combative with each other and have disagreements about where the protest is and should go and what it should be about. So there's been some dialogue. We have strong relations with the Indian country, with our Native American brothers and sisters, and there's a lot of activity between the state talking about tax issues and commerce issues and game and fish issues and water rights, all sorts of things. That's the background of this relationship, and yet here you have this situation that has morphed through the activities of the participants. It has morphed into unlawful activity. It is an unlawful protest. You cannot lawfully participate in that, and the tribes would benefit themselves and their people who went there with the right intentions to extract themselves. No one will stop them. No one's being stopped from leaving the protest site or these encampments.
Appreciate the info. Thanks a bunch. Drew Wrigley, the U.S. attorney. Oh, listen to me. I'm going back a few years. The former U.S. attorney for North Dakota, the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota. Not like he hasn't been a lieutenant governor for a long time. I should have remembered that. But once a U.S. attorney, always a U.S. attorney. So let's chat again about what's happening here. Obviously, we have some breaking news happening. We're keeping tabs on, and a lot of government officials are in Grand Forks for a very important UAS summit and expo. So we're covering a little bit of both today. Tommy Kenville with me from UAI International. Tommy, one of the Well, he's the Senator Hovind says, the godfather of the UAS space in North Dakota, because he's been doing it long before it was cool, and really the first to get it going, joining us on this discussion as well, and kind of my tour on this space. And Dr. John Kavalowski is here. He's the director of Aerospace Operations and the Safety Program for NASA, and also the Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate for NASA as well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Glad to be with you this morning.
Glad to get a chance to talk with someone from NASA. That's a first, by the way. We've interviewed a lot of people
in
this program,
really?
But nobody ever from NASA. So,
well, happy to be the first.
Yeah, I think a retired astronaut or two now and then, but nobody right
yes,
in the
sorry,
middle of it,
I don't fit that class. But
So tell me a little bit about today and your conversations and why you're here.
Okay. Well, this actually is just an extremely impressive gathering of the U.S. community. Shame on me for not appreciating just how long this has been going on, 10th year, but the work here in Grand Forks, the entire state of North Dakota, and the importance of the groundbreaking capability that is here is just too good to miss. So I was given an opportunity to come here and talk about the work that we're doing at NASA in UAS integration across all of the airspace. So I was happy to come and share some of our work and thoughts going forward.
Obviously NASA sends people, into the stratosphere, right? Puts people on the moon. So NASA's history, you can do anything. Is this a tricky situation when you talk about navigating that airspace and the just the sheer volume of the potential RPVs that could be out there, or is this doable?
Well, doable, yes. Challenge, absolutely. Technical challenges, certainly, whether you're talking about the secure comm, whether you're talking about elements of detect and avoid and autonomous separation and the safety and efficiency of all that's critical. But there are a lot of, policy issues, too, that make that challenging. We're the research side, right? We're the 100-pound heads that are, trying to think of, new concepts and approaches, but we don't implement a thing. It's the FAA's job, it's industry's job. So we want to be working with them to help accelerate those opportunities to bring new capabilities to the system to manage this scale, this coming scale. And you mentioned, potentially exponential growth, just what we've seen in the last year or two in terms of the registered drone users. It's enormous compared to conventional airspace, and there's a challenge with that.
Talk to consumers, because some consumers say, well, NASA, they wouldn't be afraid of this because this is the world they play in. I'm afraid of this. I don't know, I don't know about whether it be, in my backyard or who's looking or whatever, from the consumer. What do you worry about from the consumer's perspective of things that where you'll get pushback?
Well, from exactly the things that you mentioned. I mean, the perceived, safety concerns and their privacy concerns. There are also environmental concerns. Noise of these, I think, is going to be, particularly troublesome. I think part of what makes it difficult right now for consumers to accept the drone use is that they're not seeing a benefit side to it. And I think there is tremendous public safety, security, and economic benefit that is there if there's an opportunity in order to demonstrate that with the public. But it'll continue to be a challenge, and rightfully so. It needs to be proven safe and effective, and doesn't impact their noise, their environment, and their own sense of security.
So if you say trust us on getting this all figured out, what would you say is your favorite example of a benefit for the consumer?
Let me back away from the consumer for a while, because folks like Google and Amazon and like have been proposing the package delivery and that intense consumer side. But I think there's a tremendous value to the population relative to things, surveillance for security and safety in national parks. We talk a lot about inspection. Pipeline and rail inspection alike are obviously important, but things like bridge inspections. I mean, if there's not crews blocking lanes, traffic savings associated with that, information on elements of movement and flows, opportunities. I mean, they're just tremendous, tremendous opportunities, I think, that are there and present. UAS can support that, but it'll take some time.
Awesome. Thank you.
UAS.
Good to chat with you.
Likewise.
More
bye
after
bye.
This.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slaybaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has golden dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive@25.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Live from the Alaris Center Grand Forks today. Here for the UAS Summit and Expo, actually continues today and into tomorrow, so we'll be here through today and doing some reports from here tomorrow as well. Thursday we'll be at the GNDA, Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, has their policy summit. Looking forward to that. We're going to have a debate on incentives that come from communities, you know, like a TIF or Renaissance Zone. Tax abatements, things like that. So we'll talk about those and whether they're a good investment and bad investment. That people decide on the show. We're also going to talk with the head of the Lutheran Social Services Organization that ends up in the focus a lot because of human services being tested, schools being tested, because of additional pressure coming from refugees and from immigrants that LSS cites in North Dakota. So we'll talk with her about that as well. That's Thursday on the program. So a lot going on this week. We have a lot happening. We're going to chat with the top man of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, but I first wanted to why don't I do that first, Tommy, and then you stay close there. We'll wrap up with Tommy Kenville, and we'll be doing Energy Matters from here today as well, so stay tuned for that. Oh, Tom Iverson, okay. I was thinking we were doing I gave you a promotion. Lieutenant Iverson, are you on?
I am on.
How are you, sir?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, with us today on the program. Just wanted to check in with the Highway Patrol. They, along with sheriff's offices throughout the state and other law enforcement, BCI, BIA, FBI, all very consumed right now with this unlawful protest down at Cannonball. So wanted to get an update from the Highway Patrol, rather, and I was thinking we were talking to the boss today, but we actually are. We're talking with the boss of with Trooper Talk and what's on your mind.
Well,
so, Tom, tell me, what's the latest from the protest site? What's the Highway Patrol working on today on the situation?
You know what? Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And, yes, although I'm not the boss and definitely not the boss at home, I can try to do my best here. But we are involved still in the protest very heavily. And like you mentioned, lots of other law enforcement agencies across the state are providing their assistance. Basically, kind of the situation that we have as of today has kind of been the same the past few days regarding Highway 1806, restricted access southbound at mile marker 64. That's a few, about 6 miles south of Mandan. The intent behind that is still the same, to keep the roadway safe. In the past, there were protesters down there. They have shown that they have blocked traffic in the past. And if that's done again, we don't want to be sending cars right on through. That would be a very poor decision to allow cars to be driving through that area. So we need to keep that area monitored, making sure that the roadway stays safe. In all law enforcement, we all have the same goal in mind, is keeping everyone safe. That's our main priorities. We need to be out there. We need to ensure the safety of all North Dakota citizens, making sure the rights of those involved are respected, and that they're able to get about their day, whether it's going to work or whatever it may be.
Are arrests continuing now? I mean, is this still an active situation where you're finding people who are breaking the law and being arrested as we speak?
No, there's not right now.
All right, I'd heard about some arrests last night, but I guess that could be a different agency, I suppose, right?
That potentially could be a different agency. I'm not aware of any arrest directly related to the protest at this point.
We've had a lot of comments from listeners, and I'm sure you can appreciate the fact that there's a lot of different themes here. But, you know, we had an emailer earlier say that Standing Rock should not be blamed for this because they had no choice but to protest. They were not given notice or opportunity to have input on the pipeline, and they don't operate with the state. They operate with the federal government and treaties. If you were, and I know you're not in the middle of investigations, you know, or negotiations related to the root cause of this, but, I mean, obviously this is escalating because people feel like they haven't been given an outlet for this. I guess, is there, from a law enforcement perspective, do you believe everything's being done that can be done to have dialogue to try and turn down the temperature here?
You know what? There is, from multiple conversations that are going on from all stakeholders, in regards to, you know, any of the treaty talks and things of that, I definitely am unaware of those situations. However, one comment that I can make is for those that are peaceful and are not breaking the law, I kind of feel sorry that there are bad apples that are thrown into that mix and choose to not follow the law and choose to conduct unlawful activities. So that is unfortunate, but that is the reality that we're faced with. And with those active threats out there, it kind of changes the way we need to react to things.
Sure does. Lieutenant Iverson, thanks for the update. Again, thanks to everybody in law enforcement doing a great job. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. We'll keep you updated on the story. We're going to follow it continually. Energy Matters, good thing we have two more hours, Tommy Kendall, later on today.
Yeah, you're busy, Scott, and the show is real busy, and it's exciting times in Grand Forks. So.
It's going well?
Very well, very well. Well attended. A lot of people from Israel, Finland, Norway.
Unreal. And NASA.
NASA.
Unbelievable. And singing the praises. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, later on Energy Matters.
Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business.
This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.